Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one right there. Oh, man, tough one to go back and talk to your team. Because they played so good and played so hard for most of the game. And, you're looking at the stats, it'll make you sick, and there's just a lot of things about it. But obviously, we all know, can't turn the ball over. We understand that and just give them points. And ultimately gave them 17 points, and obviously the difference in the game. And, but I was proud of our guys, had to continue to fight. We got back in it there at the end and, wasn't able to finish it. But, I think defensively, I thought our guys played outstanding on defense, held them to a field goal on one of the turnovers. And then other than that, I thought stopped the rushing attack. That they're one of the better rushing teams out there. Stopped that, held a quarterback in check. They hit two deep balls. Those on third downs. I think that was probably the negative. But I thought they played great. We did not play good in the kickoff and punt game. I thought they got some yards on us in the return game. That was not good. And then offensively, I mean, we moved the ball and did some really good things offensively and some individual great efforts. But, again, the turnovers is the difference in the game. It's a difficult one to swallow when you know you played as hard as you did and, very, very solid football and come away with a loss.
I know it's easy to look at the pick six as kind of like the momentum changer, but was the fumble after it maybe even bigger because that was going to be a chance to kind of answer and erase it?
Yeah, no question. I mean, they're both big, obviously, because, the first one, we're up 7 and we're driving, we're in the red zone and we're getting ready to go at 14. And, that's you're talking about momentum now. That's a huge momentum. Even though it's still early in the game, that's a huge momentum for us. As far as we're trying to make a play, and I think it's obviously a learning moment for him. He knows his mistake there, and, he's a competitor, he's a fighter, he's trying to make a play, but there's certain times, you just got to eat it. And, but you're right, even on the next one, he gets the first down, and he fumbles trying to get the first down, but, he felt like, okay, you get that drive going, now you're right back on it. So, really, back-to-back drives right there was huge in the game, and, you come in, our guys came in at halftime and understand where we're at, talk about taking it one play at a time in the second half, And they did. They played great, and we just had came up a little bit short there at the end. But obviously, and then we get the ball, and then the ball slips out of the back of his hand as he's trying to throw it away, and the ball goes just a little bit backwards, and they pick it up and run it in too. It's another unfortunate play when I thought we had a chance to go get the momentum right there on that drive as well.
What are you seeing in terms of the struggles in the passing game? You guys were stretching the field really early in the season. Now the past two games, it's kind of only getting underneath stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's, a couple of times I thought we had some guys open today down behind the defense, just didn't connect on it. I thought they did a good job, dropping a lot of people into coverage today. They were dropping 8. The safeties and corners were getting back. You just got to take what they give you. I think you just can't just throw it deep just to throw it deep. I think so, we're pretty efficient in the passing game today, I thought. Hit some big plays, but, some of the plays, a lot of plays were underneath type stuff. And I think there's just a fine line there. Do you try to push the ball down the field, or do you just take what they give you? And I think we've been more resulting on taking what they give us. And I think, we had some good drives today. We had, 15-play drive, 14-play drive, 12-play drives. We had the one-play drive the prior. I mean, that was a big play, trying to free him up down the sideline. So, really ultimately it comes back to just taking what they give us.
Brendan had been playing with that glove on. Is there still anything going on with his hand that maybe would have played a part in the turnovers?
No, I don't think so. I think the first one, he's just trying to make a play, and then the second one, ball just slipped out of his hand. He had the glove on the left hand, so his right hand was fine. He just went to throw that one and just kind of slipped out of his hand.
Scott, how much of that game did Brendan spend trying to get back into a rhythm after those two turnovers? It seemed like, end of the first half, he struggled a little bit trying to find rhythm. And early in the third quarter, do you think those two turnovers impacted him in any way like that?
Yeah, I mean, it probably did a little bit. I mean, as a quarterback, you turn the ball over, you want to make right by it. You want to come back out and make a play. And sometimes you do press a little bit more when you come back out. We try to settle him down, try to get some easy throws where we can just get some completions and get back into a rhythm. I thought in the second half there in the third quarter we got back in a little bit of a rhythm, running the football and then making some plays. The prior play was a huge play, gave us a lot of momentum on the sideline, I think, as a team, in offense and defense. So, games like this, you just try to grab that momentum back at some point and try to get over the hump. And we got close, we just didn't get over the hump again. I mean, another turnover there in the fourth quarter that ultimately cost us.
Scott, when you're down 10 and you need two scores, what's your strategy as a coach and play caller managing the clock and timeouts, knowing you need two scores to tie or win the game?
Yeah, we're trying to save our timeouts because, you know, you had to have two. So we did a good job of getting down the field. We were close to, you know, it's a minute and 30 or something like that. We're down there in the red, you know, so we're trying to take some pops. We had to call the timeout. We had a legal procedure on the one play, so we had to call a timeout to save time. It was 53 seconds right there to save time on a 10-second runoff. So we're trying to take a couple pops to the end zone. It wasn't there. And to me, you got to score twice. So had it been a lot closer to the goal line, you may go for it. But since it was a little bit further out, let's get our 3 points and let's try to go get this onside kick. We felt good about it. We had two timeouts, 30, I think it was 36 seconds, 37 seconds. If we get the onside kick, you're going to get it around midfield. Plenty of time to go score a touchdown. So, you know, I felt like, you know, that last drive, we managed it fine and gave us an opportunity, a chance.
You've got three to get to a postseason. Mm-hmm. What do you tell the guys after such a difficult one?
Yeah, I mean, it's
come. The road's not easy.
Yeah, no, but we don't look at that. We're going to look at this game one at a time like we always do. We got Iowa State next week. So, you know, we talk about in the locker room just then, hey, coming back to work tomorrow and being consistent in the things that we've been doing consistently, working hard every single day and doing what you have to do that day. You can't look at, you know, the all three games together. We just got to go play Iowa State next week. So we're going to go back this game like we always do. We're going to look and see the things we got to do better and go back and try to go win these games. I mean, I feel like we got a good enough team to win all these three of these games, but we got to take it one game at a time, and we got to play mistake-free football and do the things it takes to win football games.
How did you feel Mason struck the ball today punting? There was obviously some issues with covering those plays.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we had issues on covering. I think, you know, a couple of times our gunners got caught up and inside. One time the big return they had on their sideline, our gunner from the field got caught up inside. He was able to get on the outside. Our gunner on this side, you know, was struggling getting off their one of their, you know, hold-up guys on the outside, number 13. And we just did a poor job with the guys in the middle that are coming to set the net up. We call it a net there that's going to, you know, get the punter. And I think that was – we did a poor job with that. And they had the one kickoff return that got out as well close to midfield. But our defense did a good job to getting them back off the field. And, you know, ultimately we lost the field position battle big but because of that, which obviously didn't help. But our defense bailed us out and played outstanding.
Did you notice anything West Virginia's defense was doing – with Joe Royer, four catches for 31 yards. Did you notice anything they were trying to do to maybe take him away from being that go-to guy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if necessarily trying to take him away. They were doing a lot with their pressures. They were mixing it up a lot, bringing pressures from the field and boundary, and then trying to play a bunch of different coverages. Most of them were zone coverages where you got a linebacker underneath on Royer and then maybe a safety on top. So in that regard, yes, you know, but I think, you know, a couple balls that we hit right over the ball on Royer. There's a couple other times there was another time we had an over route called. We gave up a pressure on the right side. He was open on that particular play, which would have been a big play. And Sorsby had to throw it away. So I just didn't get it timed up with the protection and the route.
Looking for anything positive you can take away from this. Do you look at the way the defense bounced back from the rough night against Colorado? And then they do pretty good job holding a potent West Virginia offense in check.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of positives. We had 24 first downs. They had 9. I mean, we had the ball 35 minutes. They had 25 minutes. We were 7 for 16 on third down. They were 3 for 11. I mean, there's a lot of positives, I thought, in this game. The defense held them under 250 yards. You know, there's some really, really good stuff here. You know, ultimately, the score did not indicate this, you know, and I think it really boils down to, you know, a couple of plays that went for 14 points. You know, we're not able to line back up and play defense. And, you know, usually when you turn the ball over, you get them down somehow, and the defense can come back and play. And, you know, we just didn't. I mean, there's two plays. They picked them up and ran them in. And, you know, obviously those are freak kind of plays that happens. And, you know, you think about us, we have not scored a defense or special teams touchdown since I've been here. So how many games is that, 21? And they had 2 today. So, I mean, it's really a freak play. It was 2 freak plays that happened. And, you know, so there's kind of odd plays. I mean, I think defense played good enough to go win this game. Other than the turnovers, offense moved the football. We got to take care of the football, bottom line. You know, I think that's one of the – obviously in college football or NFL football, turnover margin is one of the most important stats that you can win to be able to win the game, particularly if they take those for touchdowns. And that's what happened today.
Coach, you talk about the defensive effort. Obviously, you hold Nico Marshall to 156 yards, mm-hmm. but three big explosive plays, 28 yards, 38 yards, and 50 yards, two of them which on third down. Could you just walk us through what happened on those two plays?
I mean, he two great throws down the sideline. I mean, you're sitting there watching it, and those balls were right on the money. You know, both our corners were, you know, right on the hip of the receiver running down the slot sideline, and, I mean, he dropped it right on him, particularly the second one. That was a beautiful throw that he hit down the left sideline. Both of them on third downs, you know, we tried to bring some pressure on both of those, playing man behind it. Obviously, if you're playing man, you know, it's one-on-one. You got to try to win your one-on-one matchup. You know, but great execution by them, you know, and, we didn't stay over on top. You know, we were underneath, but it was just a great throw that they dropped in there. I mean, you know, obviously we'd like for our corner to stay on top in those two scenarios, but I did think it was great execution on their part.
You weigh getting as much impact as physically possible out of a guy as electric as Evan Pryor with not using him too much?
Well, yeah, I mean, Corey Conner's a really good running back, you know, and I feel like we got to get him his touches. He had the career-high touches tonight, 25 carries. You know, I think but Evan is one of our most explosive players on our team, so – you know, coming into this game plan, we thought we'd try to find some ways to get him, try to get him the ball, and I thought we did that. You know, we hit him on a reverse, hit him on a pass, a couple passes out of the backfield. Had another pass out of the backfield that I thought we may could have. Go back and watch that film. But so yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, Corey's got to get his carries, but we also got to, whenever Corey gets his break, all right, you know, put him in. But today was the first time we put both of them on the field at the same time. We did that at probably three or four reps. So just probably, you know, as we go throughout the rest of this season, trying to find ways to get him the ball, you know, being able to put him in space. He's obviously a big play guy. He's probably, you know, one of the guys in the country as far as having the most plays over 60 yards. I mean, he's had a ton of them. So, you know, we got to continue to utilize him and catching the ball and running the ball.
Any other questions? Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, guys.